It is not meant for you to know the time, the date, the season, the hour. It's not meant for you to know. And one of those difficult things for us is to acknowledge we simply don't know. One of the things that we like to say in a way of assuming power is to say, I know, which means I know and you don't know. But I know that you don't know the time or the date when our Lord is going to return. But that doesn't give me power. What that makes us understand is we have a hunger and thirst for knowledge. We are over-consuming ourselves with knowledge. Certainly in social media, in books, in magazines, we are just reading, reading, and reading. But does that knowledge in any way help you to prepare for the coming of the Lord? Is that knowledge helpful to you? Is it useful to you? Or is it just something that you know? It's just simply knowledge. And in fact, there's so much misknowledge. We are so often miscommunicated. We're not really always told the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So sometimes what we know is just partial knowledge. I ask you, what do you know that can save you? Well, we know that Jesus said, it's not meant for you to know, but we have to be on guard. Because Jesus said, do not let your hearts be troubled. He said, if you have faith in God, have faith also in me. He says, in my Father's house, there are many dwelling places, and I am preparing one for you. And he says, so that where I am, you also may be. He says, one day I am coming back. He's come. He's descended into our human condition. He's descended into our darkness. He's descended into our death. And victorious, he has risen. He is risen. And now he ascends to the Father. And he says, one day I'm coming back, but you don't know when that is. And he says, we need to stay awake, keep watch, and be alert and prepare for that day. And he says, you know the way. You know the way, you know the truth, and you know the life. Jesus has given us the example. He once again takes his disciples up a mountain. He shows them that in the beginning, he prayed. During his ministry, he prayed. In his crucifixion, he was praying. In his death and rising, he continues to pray. That Jesus is now ascended at the right hand of the Father, praying, interceding for us. So the way back to the Father, who the one who says, no one comes to the Father except through me. That the way through me is the way of and the life of prayer. That we have to prepare for the Lord's coming through prayer. We have to be able to manage our life and climb up that mountain through prayer. We have to know that the Lord has taught us how to pray. We don't really know much other than the Lord loves us. The Lord has forgiven us. The Lord says, I'm going to stay with you to the end of time. I will never abandon you. And he says, I will always provide for you. These we know. Anything else, I don't know that we can say we know with quite certainty and what the Lord has taught us and said to us. You know the time. This is the time of salvation. You know that God loves you with a love beyond all understanding. You know that Jesus says, no one has greater love than you than the one who laid down his life and took it up again and now has ascended to the Father. We know that in baptism, we died with Christ in order to rise with him. We know that Jesus is in his word and he's truly present to us in his promise in the Eucharist. We know that we have the gift of the Holy Spirit and the Father has said, bear fruit that is pleasing to him. These are things that we know that can save us. What do you know, really know, that can save you?